We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with my good friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good as far as I know. That's all you can go by, isn't it?
It is. You said today we are going to be talking about a pasta salad, right?
Right. I've sort of been into those this summer, and really that's a nice, cool dish, you know, hot days. As I say, I know y'all are tired of hearing me say that, but a nice pasta salad, a lot of them have tomatoes in them, but if they don't have tomatoes in them, they're nice served with sliced tomatoes. I have been looking everywhere for probably 40 years ago. We made, my friends, and really it came out of a Hardinsburg cookbook. It was a tuna macaroni salad. And I'm not giving that today, but I'm going to give that. I think it was Houston DeHaven's mother's recipe, and it was in one of the Hardinsburg Women's Club or church cookbooks. First, one of the first recipes in the book, and we all made that. Made it a lot. I made big bowls of it and took it to the bank. And somehow, over all these years, in my thousands of recipes scattered around here, I had lost that or couldn't find it. But Nora found it in hers, so I'm going to give you that. But this is a different pasta salad. I'll give you that, not today. But I haven't made it again yet, but it was something I really liked. I like to make a big bowl of it and keep it in the refrigerator and eat that with sliced tomatoes. This is a good one, too. A lot of recipes now, salad recipes and even pasta recipes, even hot pastas are calling for cherry tomatoes or, you know, the little tomatoes. And, you know, when you raise those, you have a vine. Chuck and I have had plants. We don't have any this year. But we'd have a plant for cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes, and it would just be covered with them. And, you know, you can eat so many like popcorn. And I have even picked two or three cups of them off, run them in the processor and put them in chili or meatloaf or spaghetti sauce. But a lot of salads now are calling for grape tomatoes or cherry tomatoes halved. And then they're doing them a lot in pastas, you know, where you'll just put garlic and some basil and olive oil and put those half tomatoes in there and just barely heat them, or you almost have a cold sauce on your pasta with that. And this salad calls for those, too. Of course, I can stand out there and eat them off the vine.
Yeah, just pick a handful and go to town.
And that's what I always did with them for years. But then after we had so many, I did, you know, I used to mean cooking, but I usually chopped them up or put them in the processor. In fact, I even froze some chopped up. Just put them in little freezer bags, you know, and then when I make chili, dump that in there, and it sort of gives it a fresh taste. But anyway, this is a pasta salad, and this is a good one, too. And it has a recipe for your dressing. But if you don't want to do that, you can always use your favorite ranch dressing, pre-made dressing on it. I'll give you the recipe for the dressing. If you're really in a hurry, everybody likes ranch dressing, and the favorite ranch dressing works good on it, too. For the dressing, you use 3/4 of a cup mayonnaise, 1/4 of a cup sour cream, a tablespoon of milk, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/4 of a teaspoon salt, 1/4 of a teaspoon garlic powder, and 1/4 of a teaspoon crushed red pepper, and that's optional if you want a little heat to it. And that really is going to turn out something, you know, kind of like a ranch dressing. And I mean, that's not a lot of trouble to stir up if you're in a hurry and, you know, maybe don't have sour cream, or you probably would have all the rest of it. And then the salad is 8 ounces of spiral pasta. And spiral pasta is good in this because those little grooves catch that dressing and, you know, the juices and the stuff you've got in it. 3/4 of a cup chopped romaine lettuce, or a package of pre-cut romaine lettuce, if you see that, and I do see that a lot. 1 pint of grape tomatoes halved, 1 1/2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 1 1/2 cup bacon bits, or those pieces. And you prepare the dressing by stir all those ingredients together, the mayonnaise, sour cream, milk, pepper, salt, garlic powder, and crushed red pepper, until it's smooth, and set it aside. You cook your pasta, and when you finish cooking, drain it well, and put in a large salad bowl, and add chopped lettuce, grape tomatoes, cheddar cheese, bacon bits, and your dressing. And toss and stir very well until the ingredients are well combined. And enjoy. And that's a good meal, too.
It sounds like it. I think I'd like to try that.
I used ranch dressing on it, but that dressing is not hard to make. And except, I don't know if everybody, I usually have a little sour cream or try some because I make sour cream pound cake and different, you know, different recipes that call for some sour cream. But most of the other stuff, everybody's got mayonnaise, milk, pepper, and salt. Usually garlic pepper or crushed red pepper, which it's not exactly like ranch, but if you're in a hurry and you've already got ranch, and maybe you like ranch really well, ranch dressing goes well with it.
Okay. Now, Miss Sammy, you said we also had a couple of dessert recipes for today.
Desserts? I tell you, Paul, I've gotten really bad. I haven't had desserts the last two or three times, I think. This is a fresh peach lush. You know, I'm kind of into those peaches. And your first layer is a cup of chopped pecans, a cup of plain flour, and a half a cup of butter melted. And you mix that all together and spread it out in a 13 by 9 pan. And you bake that at 350 for about 15 minutes and cool. And this is somewhat familiar with, I remember we called it heavenly light that everybody made with puddings. Mm-hmm. You put a layer like that, and then you put kind of like the second layer, and then over that you put instant lemon pudding, or I made it for my dad with coconut, and a lot of people made it with chocolate. But that's what that crust is like. But you bake that until it cools completely, in which, you know, it's just good by itself, chopped pecans and flour and butter. What could be bad?
Right.
And your second layer is 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 8 ounces of Cool Whip, a cup of powdered sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla, and a teaspoon of cinnamon. And you mix that and spread it over your cool crust. And then the third layer is 3 cups sliced peaches, 2.5 tablespoons cornstarch, and a cup of sugar, and a teaspoon of almond flavoring. But now let me tell you the trick there. You know, I always know these tricks. You know, in the grocery where they've got those kind of tube things up in the fruit that are strawberry and peach?
Mm-hmm.
You can use that in place of cooking the cornstarch and you cooking this and just use your fresh peaches and put them in that glaze.
Just shortcut it a little.
You know, I'm always telling you all the shortcuts. Somebody said, well, you give away all your secrets. You shouldn't tell them. I said, but when it comes to cooking, I have no secrets, obviously. Well, they might say I don't have many anyway. Anyway, you combine, if you're going to cook it, you combine your peaches, cornstarch, and sugar and cook over medium heat for about 5 minutes until it's thick. So all you're doing there is thickening your peach juice, you know, with cornstarch. If you use that glaze, that's really the sort of same sort of thing, but it's already made. And you cool that completely. You cooked it and spread it over your second layer and top it with 8 ounces of Cool Whip.
What do we do before Cool Whip?
I don't know. Well, I know you whip cream. And you know, all these recipes where I tell you, you use Cool Whip. If you want to whip your own cream, I have to admit, it's probably a little better.
Maybe a little, but when you factor in the work involved, Cool Whip's pretty good.
Cool Whip is good. It's been a great, great invention. It is the Jell-O of the 2000s.
I would say so.
You know, back in the 80s or 70s or 80s, I was looking through a cookbook the other day that was, I think it was the Hardinsburg Methodist Church one, and then I have another one that's Irvington Woman's Club. They were put out about the same time, probably in the late 80s. Well, maybe in early 80s even. And there's a whole big section that's Jell-O desserts in both of them. And you know, you don't see that too much anymore. Jell-O salads, Jell-O's desserts. But I can remember whenever you went to a potluck dinner, there was always a couple of big dishes of Jell-O with fruit cocktail, maybe in bananas. My mother would put fruit cocktail bananas and put some crushed pecans in it. And we loved it, you know. But I haven't seen that in years.
No, that doesn't turn up as much as it used to.
Well, those two cookbooks that I've been looking at lately, which I've had out, that, you know, I rummage around. Well, you know, I rummage around and cook, but you've never been in my garage and seen my bedroom and garage cookbook collections.
I have not.
I have a lot of cookbooks. And when I have nothing else to read, that's what I read.
Okay. Now, Miss Sammy, you said you had another one for us today?
Yeah, this is a butter pecan pound cake. This is pretty good.
I like the sound of that already.
Yeah, I make a lot of pound cake. Lee really likes, I make a sour cream pound cake, you know, which is just a plain one. Lee's not a lot on icing on cakes, you know. He kind of just likes the, well, he likes icing better than he used to, but for a long time, he would just assume if I was going to make a cake mix cake, just make the cake mix cake and don't put anything on it. But, and he likes, I make a sour cream pound cake, which is good. I put a little almond flavoring in it. I think I've given that recipe. And if I haven't, I probably will sometime again. Whether I have or not, I probably will sometime again. But this butter pecans, I like pecans really well. This is got a butter pecan with glaze on top of it, which makes it really good too. 2 sticks of butter, a cup of white sugar, a cup of brown sugar, 6 eggs, a tablespoon of vanilla extract, a teaspoon of baking powder, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, and 2 cups of chopped pecans. And then your butter pecan glaze, which you put on it, is a stick of butter, a cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, and it calls for a tablespoon of pecan extract. But I've really never seen that. So, or you can use vanilla extract or praline liqueur. but I had vanilla extract, so that's what I used. In your pound cake, you cream your butter and all the sugars together and add your eggs, vanilla, baking powder, and blend that together again. And then all the flour and mix until smooth. And then fold in your finely chopped pecans and pour into a bundt pan or an Angel Food cake pan. And you bake the cake at 350 degrees for 50 to 60 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. And you got to bake it for, you can tell when it's getting done. And I use the toothpick test a lot. And a cake like that in a pan, a heavy cake like that, it's going to take 50 to 60 minutes. Then you melt your butter and brown sugar in a small pan over medium heat and take off the heat and stir in your vanilla extract and water and keep it warm. And when the cake's baked, you take it out of the oven, put it on a rack, or keep it in the pan. You don't take it out of the pan. And poke holes over the top of the cake and pour that melted brown sugar mixture on the top and let it seep through the holes in the cake and try to keep the mixture from pouring into the sides of the cake. But if you got it still in the pan, it's going to go down in the pan and be on the top. Take it out of that pan after it cools and slice and enjoy.
Sounds delicious.
It does. I mean, I really like, I say pecan. Some people say pecan, but I say pecan. Pecan, that's what we always say.
I say, let me have a slice of that.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. A little cup of coffee or a Diet Coke, see, which would wash the calories out of.
Well, there you go. I'd probably go with a cup of coffee with that one.
It is. It's the kind of thing you could eat a cup. That was a cup of coffee for breakfast, you know.
Well, there you go. Well, Miss Sammy, that brings us from beginning to end, and we want to tell folks if they want a copy of these recipes, very simple. All you have to do is email us here at the radio station at WXBC@BBTEL.com, or you can cut out the middleman and go to SammyQ@BBTEL.com. Just make sure you put Skinny Cook in the subject line of the email. Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Hey, don't ever trust that Skinny Cook.